Happy Friday, boys and girls. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, live on Memorex, undisclosed location, new default route. If there's one thing we can agree on, I think if there's one thing we can all universally agree on, is that I'm brilliant. I mean, there's no sense in us rehashing the argument or going over the hypothesis or the thesis that I'm brilliant or not. I mean, case closed, I am. Then why in the hell am I constantly struggling with this weight thing? If I'm so damn smart, so damn capable, I can have and do anything I want, blah, 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 why is it that I struggle so much with my weight and my eating? I know damn well what I need to do and not do. I mean, I'm brilliant. I know. I've said it here too many times. I know exactly what I need to do and not do. What triggered this was I woke up this morning and the scale said 217.4. You know how many times that I woke up and had that 217.4, knowing damn well it was going to be 217.4. How many times I let my weight go up to 221, then the next day be down to 219, the next day be down to 217. And then I may walk on this walk here, judging by what I'm wearing and how much I'm sweating, how much water weight or whatever I may not lose. I could be down under 215 something. That was like two, it was 217.4. That 0.4, 0.8 shouldn't matter. But it does in the overall look of the number. See, I can lose 0.6 and drop down a whole unit from 0.6. If I lose 0.6 pounds, I go from 217 to 216. And that's just pure luck. And I love the look. It's a facade. It's not an anomaly number. It's more of a cosmetic feel to make myself more enthused about what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just making up words now. But I woke up today, got on a scale of 270, and I knew it. I mean, I knew I went to bed last night at 219.6. I knew what I ate after I got off work yesterday. I had a piece of fried chicken, Cleo's and Leo's fried chicken, and I had some leftover, or whatever you want to call it, Chinese food, chow mein. That chow mein is so damn good. This is this Chinese place out here. I think it's out here on Kendall in San Bernardino. We don't even know the name of it. It just says Chinese food. And I Googled it, and the organizations and stuff behind it, it's just called Chinese food. Just, there's nothing spectacular about it. It's not like Beijing Chinese food, Louis Lu Chinese, it's just Chinese food. And they make this black pepper chicken. It is so good. And I got out of the habit of eating orange chicken, but my God, got a couple extra egg rolls with that chow mein. Give me double chow mein. Double chow mein instead of soup. Double chow mein instead of soup. Because I get the family meal. Family package, like 36 bucks. Barbecue pork. Get a thing of fried rice. Barbecue pork. Black pepper chicken. Orange chicken. And what was the other one? Orange chicken. Black pepper chicken, barbecue pork. Oh, I think you only get three. I think you only get three sides. Okay. No, my God, that stuff was so good. That chow mein was so good the day after, whatever. Put a little bit of soy sauce on it. Oh, jeez. If you eat it with chopsticks, it tastes better. You eat it with chopsticks, it tastes, oh my God. Now see, I guess I'll probably answer my own question because I'm brilliant. I talk about, why do I repeat this behavior Why am I struggling so much with my weight when I know what I need to do and don't do? And then I slip into fantasizing and deep diving into how good Chinese food is. It's like my whole body be consumed in just how pleasurable and how much pleasure I get and joy, whatever you want to call it, from eating. Oh my God. But I got to do it. I want to do it. I know what I need to do. I know damn well what I need to do. Today's Friday. I got 2 days coming up. 2 off days coming up. I need to treat these off days like work days. I need to get up, do what I do on a normal work day. But instead of working on my employer's company stuff, I need to work on my stuff, my web pages or something like that. I need to be engaged for 8 hours or 7.5 hours with my stuff, taking lunch just like I would. It's like it was a regular work day. I got stuff I could do, stuff I want to do. And that's what I need to do, and I know it. You know why I know it? Because I'm brilliant, and I know what I need to do. I know it, and I want to. But when it comes down to it, I said to, well, you know, especially after a work week, a strong work week, you know, where I get my steps in, 16,000 steps in a day, a good work week, you know, attentive, paying attention, you know, you don't need to, but it's good to rest after that. It's good to rest and exhale and just to kind of take it easy. And I kind of look forward to that. Maybe because I'm old, I'm 62 years old. Maybe I need at the end of five day work week, going so hard, my body needs to rest and quote unquote recover. Not sure from what, but you know what I mean. And that's where the problem happens. But it feels so good. It feels so good. It's to the point where I wake up talking about what am I gonna do next? I wake up talking about what am I gonna do next? And it's usually, all right, we're gonna walk. We're gonna take a walk. And then, but we're gonna take our bags with us. And then we're gonna come back by Ralph's and get food. What really motivates me is to get up, get that walk, and go get some food. That's the thing that really gets me out of bed. Thank God that it's tied to walking first, instead of, because it used to be anything from DoorDash to Instacart. Don't even get up out of bed and have food delivered. And no steps or nothing. Just eat and talk about getting steps later today. And then usually by then, the party's over. That was in the older days. Now I got the walking pretty much regimented and ingrained. Now, see, so I'm pretty much gonna get my steps. I can just about rely on that. I'm gonna get 10,000, unless I'm sick or something. But it's obvious that that's not enough. I need to do more. I tried double walking on the weekends. That kind of helped. But it comes down to the food. And it may even come down to the kind of food I eat on the weekend. The pizzas and the comforting food and the fattening food may play a big role in it. You may say, may play a big role. It may. You think it might? You think? Maybe? But I'm getting better even at that. I really am. But something's got to give. Something's got to give. But it is the holiday, and I want to stay on my ass. I want to stay I'm gonna stay, you know, keep the pressure on me, keep my foot on the gas. I wanted to feel like that, hey, no wonder he ran across, he saw the light. I'm waiting on the light, it didn't happen. I should have been paying attention. I'm talking to y'all. Because the light is red. It's supposed to give me the walk sign, but it didn't. Anyway. And maybe I just need to eat better foods on the weekend. But they ain't going to be as nice and comforting. It ain't the same. Let's face it. I look forward to that. I look forward to that. You know. But I also look forward to being down 195. And that right now is losing 22 pounds. I was there. I want to get back. And one of the excuses or reasoning I use is I want to get back this time without being on nicotine, without having nicotine as a pacifier I wouldn't even call it a appetite suppressant. I would call it more of a distraction or diversion or something to keep me occupied other than eating. But it definitely worked. There's no doubt about it. Even if it made me kind of drowsy or whatever, I was able to do that and not eat. So if I could do it now, get down there to 195, I want to so bad. I want to so bad. At least I think I do, huh? I don't act like I do. Someone was up here talking about this. Cause see, I got 2 days, that's 217. I'll probably get back about 215, 6, 216, 8, 215 something. If I act right tonight, I could be down tomorrow, and I should act right tonight. I could wake up tomorrow, maybe at 215 maybe, and then walk and get that down to 213.0 tomorrow. See, I'm already anticipating, and you watch. The numbers I'm throwing out here now will be almost dead on. And then what happens is that 213 on a Saturday goes right back up to 219. And I got to prevent that. I got to stop that. So I got to figure something tomorrow. I got to figure out how to handle it. And it seems to be one way to do it is to continue the work week. On the weekend, that work regimen, and then I get New Year's Day off. I can have New Year's Day to indulge a little bit. Because you gotta have something. You gotta give yourself something. Well, at least I do. But I shouldn't. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should stop having something to look forward to. Just put my head down and grind every day. Just grind every day. No. Ooh, Friday. I can't wait till Friday. So Saturday I can blah, blah, blah. No. Maybe I should just keep going. No light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep fighting the battle. Just keep it. Keep the struggle, keep foot on the gas. There is no, all right, yeah, thank God. But then I'm gonna have nothing to look forward to. And that looking forward to and reward is a big deal, especially on Monday mornings. Well, one thing about Mondays I like is breaking the two-day habit and getting back into it. I enjoyed that. And there have been weekends recently where I've indulged moderately and really liked the number that I got, that I woke up with on Monday. But again, this is the holiday. I'm trying to probably make excuses or reasoning. Justify maybe even. It's the holiday. And it's the season. It's the holiday and the season. The whole winter solstice, hibernating, how you feel, you know, the energy, the sun, the darkness. See, I'm brilliant. I got a million of them. I got a million of them. But God damn it, I got to do something. I got to break this cycle. And it would be beautiful if I could do it this weekend. It would be absolutely beautiful. See, I can lay in the bed. I can do this, I can do that. I just got to watch that eating. I got to watch my eating. Or maybe I should try eating more healthier, better foods. Maybe I should just eat salads. Eat my salads on the weekend. I damn sure should be able to do that after the last couple days I had. Had cookies last night. We sat and watched Prometheus, Aliens yesterday. It's pretty good. I might watch it again. Just to try to follow the storyline. So I was watching my sister, and a lot of it was in, they were speaking the Queen's English. It's kind of hard to understand them, some of the stuff, but I think I got the gist of it. But it ain't nothing like watching, you know, a movie one-on-one by yourself. But we'll see. And then even when I'm sitting there, I want to be munching on something. I got to do it. I know I keep talking about it. I got to do it. New Year's coming up. I want to start before the new year. New Year's Day. I want to be in a position to where I feel good about rewarding myself. And if I can go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 6 days. Disciplined. That'll be a good way to come into the year. That'll be a good way to start the year off. It really would. But, as always, we'll see. Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve. Forgot about how I like to go to Pasadena down the Rose Parade route. I used to do that. That was my go-to. That was my ritual. Haven't done it in a few years. Mainly because I don't want to get my car. My car all marshmallowed and shaving creamed up. But anyhow, it is what it is. It is what it is. Do I hear a train? Thought I heard a train. So, and I've said this before, that one of the best parts about human, being human, is the fact we can override our brilliance. We can override what we know to be good for ourselves. And do what's more pleasurable and not necessarily what we quote unquote should do to be a better functioning human being, or what the body needs, or what science has shown us, what the body needs, what the body prefers to operate better, optimally, and longer. We could override that and sit up and eat cookies and candy corn and circus peanuts. If I can do something for this weekend and come into Monday with a good number, having gotten through Christmas and New Year's, that would be so, I want to do it so bad. I want to do it so, so bad. Why is it? I can do anything I want. I'm brilliant. I'm capable. Why is it so hard? You know what? The beauty in life is in the fact that it's so hard. The beauty in all of it is that it's so hard. Because if it wasn't so hard, everybody would do it. And the fact that everybody can't do it, and it's so hard, it's nice to walk around with that accomplishment. And I am that kind of person. Let's just put it that way. I am that kind of person who, I don't know if it's braggadocious, but it's definitely that I'm very proud of my successes. I'm very, very proud of what I feel are my successes. The things I'm proud of, I'm very proud of. And I don't mind sharing them. How about that? I don't mind sharing my successes so that other people can see that it can be done. Especially a lot of things I see on Facebook and social media where people talking about, you know, this or that, this or that. And I show them no. This is the life I live. I don't know what you're talking about. You know? It's the life I live. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't my experience. You know? I'd be like, that ain't my experience. I don't want to get there. I want to walk in a venue or a place or to work or whatever, 195 slim, because it's obvious when you do that. People notice, especially at my age. Let alone the advantages of being attractive like that. The leeway and the little things you, what is it when you get extra consideration and the little extra consideration stuff that you get for being attractive when you walk into a place? That's a real thing. So even from a business factor, you want to be attractive to help your business grow. Go out there, solicit business. That attract and stuff like that. It opens doors. Being attractive will open doors for you that may or may not be there. You know, smile, friendly, attractive. And let alone the physical energy of being in shape, being fit, being without that extra weight, how you can move better, just the way you move, that's even noticeable. That's part of being attractive. Because if you ask me, attractive is an act. Attractive is an act. I've seen ugly people be attractive. It's just in the way they moved and their disposition or that energy, whatever. I was like, wow, what is that that you doing with your ugly ass that's got me looking at you and so intrigued? It's just the way you walk. I had that one time. One time my weight was down and I think I just got back from walking. I was feeling good. I just shaved, cut stuff off my face. I was just put on some clothes, whatever. I was just feeling it. And I could tell by the way, and I just where I was walking, I was feeling it. And I turned the corner. Some girl was there. She looked up. You could see she was stunned. She's like, whoa. You could see it in her face. She was just like, oh. I was like, oh, I seen that. I was like, I seen that. Look at the people standing in line of Pep Boys again. Who do they have? A special? Get here early special? Like we did yesterday. So I think about these walks too. You get into a routine. You start seeing the same people sometimes. See the same people, like same mailman, same people walking. And you notice patterns that kind of repeat. You notice the patterns that do repeat as you see them, you know, as you do what you do. Woo. So, what was I talking about? Being attractive. Yeah, just that walk, that feel. Kmart. I love seeing that for some reason. That's so nostalgic. In fact, I should stop and get a high resolution picture of that. Look at it. I'm gonna take another one. That's how much I like it. I'm gonna take another one. Yeah, even on this low resolution setting I got, maybe I can increase the, I got an app to the AI app that might be increase the resolution, rescale it maybe. With intelligence. So, that's what I want to do. If I can do it these 2 days, Pittsburgh plays Sunday. It's kind of a meaningless game, but it would be nice if Pittsburgh can win. And I think we're locked into our... No, we might want to... I don't know, because it's like, if we win, we got to play Baltimore, in Baltimore. If we lose, I think we might be able to get to play Houston in Houston. So, you know, and right now, Houston is probably the better matchup for us. Instead of playing Baltimore again. Especially the way Baltimore's playing and the way we've been playing. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, seem to be on fire. They put their foot down on Houston last week. So, the game is probably kind of meaningless. I mean, it definitely has meaning to it. And Tomlin will probably smack me in my face if he ever heard me say something like that. But then again, knowing Tomlin, being the premier coach he is, I'm sure he understands that every game ain't as significant as the other one, even though from a coach's standpoint, you don't want to relay that openly. Just at the camera thing, so I can walk, since I'm walking with it not on me. You gonna stop? Thank you. Let me see. I put it like this. How bad is it? And how good is it? Not so bad. Is that too bad? How's that? So I carry it like that? Is that too close? You all up in my nose? All up in my face? It's not bad carrying it like this. I can get like a good balance and a good angle. But, so, if it Friday. Friday. So really, I got nothing to look forward to. See, and I can actually feel my adrenaline or whatever, my well-being, that anticipation just drop. And maybe that's what I need to deal with. Maybe that is what I need to deal with. Not having nothing to look forward to. I'm not going to eat tomorrow. There's nothing to look forward to. Maybe I need to get off of that. That adrenaline. That excitement I get from anticipation. Maybe I need to wean myself off of that. And just realize, well, nothing happening tomorrow. Tomorrow just gonna be another day. You just gotta bang through it. We need to outlaw those things. I know those are mufflers. And something that them kids put on their car to make all that noise. I mean, I get it. Teenage boys, blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. You know, I get it. And obviously, there's a market for it. There's a lot of people got them. Or they know how to do it. It was probably a TikTok or something on social media to tell them how to do that to their cars. Modify their mufflers or whatever. I'm seeing how you want to walk around with all that noise all the time. Anyway, I'm old. That's all there is to it. I'm old. That's all there is to it. I'm old. And I like it. I celebrate it. I celebrate being old. I like it and I celebrate it. So we gonna do it? How are we gonna do it? See, I'm calling myself out. I'm calling myself out. Right here, right now. I'm putting myself on notice. We know what we wanna do. We know what we wanna achieve. We don't wanna be Sunday night, 2:24. wake up tomorrow morning. Wake up Saturday morning at 2:13 something maybe. And then Sunday night, I'm 2:24. What kind of shit is that? I'm tired of it. I would say I'm putting my foot down. But let's be real. I mean, because I'm disciplined. And what I try to say is, the analogy or whatever I try to say is, I don't care what you do. You can do whatever you want. Whoa. Slow down, dog. Let me get past. You can do whatever you want. I don't really care. Because I don't really care what I do that much. I mean, I ain't trying. I mean, not even what I do is not life or death, but, you know, not so crucial that I can't, you know, it upsets me or whatever. So imagine what you do really ain't got no bearing on what's happening or anything. That's the way I think about it. I mean, I don't care enough about myself to feel that way about me. So imagine how I feel about you or something like that. You know, I'd be trying to say something like that. People would be like, I don't care what you do. I'm Jeffrey, damn it. So, the way I'm feeling now, I'm sweating because I got on a t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, my sauna jacket, and then this sweat jacket over the top of the sauna jacket because it's 49 degrees. When I started, and I don't want it to be, I'd rather be warmer. I don't like to be cold. You know, it'd be nice if I can like get warmed up and take some off, but I don't even want to do that because I feel perfect. I feel just about perfect. Probably sweating. I'll get in here. Probably need to, you know, figure out how I'm gonna dry my clothes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm gonna take my clothes off, I'm gonna dry them, where I'm gonna dry them, and all that, because we got a different bathroom arrangement currently. Where I had the bathroom to myself, I had it down, I had my routine down. There's a bathroom downstairs. Don't be used. I may get that one in working order. In fact, the next time I come here, I'm definitely gonna bring my shower head that I took off. That I swapped the one down. The bathroom that's not, you know, the shower doesn't have a shower head. The one I took home, and it's the bomb. It's the bomb. And wasn't nobody using it. So it's getting good use out of it, and it's a good one. And the one that I was using before wasn't horrible. Remember, I was using that thing. I was appreciating it. Of course, it wasn't like Kimberly's, my daughter's, when I go use hers. Woo! Because back there, they don't got water regulation. So you can get some power. Remember, we used to be able to go to a hotel or something and get power out of your shower? Turn the shower on, damn near knock you down. Be so powerful. Nowadays, they got it also, you know, trying to save water and whatnot. Like one dude said, you got to run around the shower to get wet. Anyway, tomorrow we gotta see what we're gonna do tonight. Hell, we gotta see what we're gonna do tonight. See, I don't even know what I'm gonna do tonight or where I'm gonna go to sleep tonight. All that needs to be worked out still as the day goes. I'm cool, you know, either way. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting home though. I'm gonna tell you that now. But see, in the back of my mind, get home and eat. Get home and eat. That's a goddamn shame. Maybe I just do salads. I do salads, you know. And if I do salads or something, stay away from the stuffed crust pizza and bags of Doritos. Yeah. And really accomplish something. And I like the word accomplish. Accomplish something that I can look back on and say, I'm glad I got that done. I actually sat down, I got that done. Where I can see a point A and a point B. Look, I actually got that done. Got like maybe 3,000-4,000 videos I want to go through and just manage them. I just want to do that. And work on my web pages and stuff. That stuff is important to me for some reason. Get that stuff in place. Also, I just thought of what I could do. All the music that I have recorded, I got to make sure that it's available to people who may want it. You know, I just don't want to have it locked up. Say something happened to me and all that music is just locked up. Nobody can get to it. I don't have a plan in place to disperse that music to people. Those recordings. And then maybe I need to write up a inventory or an action plan for an event, blah, 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 contact. And these people, even write up an email and say, send this email out to these people, letting them know that I have this recorded music. Or maybe even put the music out there. Just put it out there for people to get. So, hey, here's the music. I got Dropbox. I can put it out there. Say, hey, man, here's the music we recorded. Download it so you have it. But then, you're dealing with people who, I use Cubase. And for that to really work, you'd have to make stems and zip them and do all this and all that. And some people seem to have trouble working with it like that. Because I've done it before. I took all the stems and I exported them and did it up. And people had trouble with it. And I'm like, how far can I go? How far am I supposed to go? But I just want to get all that, put the estate, the Jeffrey TV Empire and estate set up to continue in the event something happens to me. I want to ensure the legacy continues.
Wait.
That's what I want to say. I want to ensure that the Jeffrey TV legacy continues. Will continue under any circumstance. Not any, but meteor hit the earth, kill everybody. Even then, I want it to continue. Let's just be real. And I've got a few things in place to kind of protect that and to ensure it. Back to data and whatnot. Finished writing up my will and testament. I was just thinking, who are my beneficiaries? You got to make decisions. You got to make decisions on who should control your estate when you got two kids. You got to make that decision. Yeah. You know, say you got one child that thinks the way you do, and where you can relate and understand, y'all speak the same language, and they just execute and operate in an economical manner, and they see things, you know, the way you do. And you got another one who's just, got his own style. His, I guess I gave it away. Everybody know Jeffrey got his own way of doing stuff. And we definitely clash. We clash now on just the way his buying habits and spending habits, anything he does, completely clashes with everything I've been taught. I remember one time I said, we were shopping, I was like, why'd you get that, you know, lunch meat? He said, because it costs more. I almost passed out. He was like, because it costs more, it's better. And he wasn't joking. He wasn't joking at all. That's the way he operates in a lot of things. You know, he doesn't do used stuff. You know, he just always wants to try to get the best and the most expensive. So, do I leave my empire in the hands of that person? I may have just answered the question. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I think I just answered the question to myself. Anyway, happy Friday. Told you gas, look at that. Gas, unleaded plus is $3.99 with cash, under $4. Make America great again. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, President-elect Trump. I'm joking. To a degree. I'm joking to a degree. I love my night guard too. I don't know if I said it here or enough, but I love my night guard. It's comforting, it's soothing to me. It makes me, it's like a, I just do, I just like my, and I catch myself, this morning in fact, I almost walked out the house with my mouth, it's so comfortable, and it feels so natural. I almost walked out the house with my mouth guard, I was like, yeah, I still got my mouth guard in my mouth. That's how comfortable I think it is. Anyway, happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. This is, I believe, December 27th of our Lord, 2024. I've been working at my job 10 years. And I'm still in it. I'm still into it. Working at my job 10 years and I'm still into it. Monday, thinking about Monday, have a meeting with my, I was thinking about my boss, new supervisor, our meetings that we have. She's my age, so we talk a lot about the aesthetics of the job and how we handle the job and, you know, what we're going through and not going through and our experience, you know, the technical aspects of me doing the job, I don't think we need to be into so much. You know, there might be a thing here or two or there that I need to brush up on, but that's rare for whatever reason. For whatever reason, you know, so there's, you know, kind of technical or stuff or administrative stuff we need to go over. So we kind of usually talk about the big picture of this whole thing. And that's really where my motivate. That's really where I need to be. I really need to talk about the motivation. Because if I'm motivated, everything else easily falls in place. Like, I don't have any challenges. Blah, 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 blah. I get it fixed right then and there. But if it's the biggest challenge I got is staying motivated and engaged. Another 7 years. 63, 7 years? No, 6 years. 63, wait a minute. 77 years. 7 months. 7 years and 6 months. January, February, March, April, May, June. 7 years and 6 months. Till I hit 70. I can retire with full benefits. I guess there's something about Medicare at 65 too. I gotta start looking at all that. Anyhow, because you gotta have medical coverage. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe, that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.